wasn't a real guy.
That man was person. Chasing broken women.
Okay, stop that. Okay, stop
breaking
that.
Breaking even further.
I've never.
You think you're lost, huh?
I've never got to laugh. You know I'm ridiculous. That's not even true. That's not
you
true.
You think you know manipulation? Wait till I get a hold of you.
That's not funny, guys. Come on, man. That's not funny.
You
know
who's going. You was going crazy back in the days.
That's not funny, man.
You like that reformed like could nigga like trying to be like, oh yeah, the game's no good.
Oh, man, kept it out on, and I said, yeah, young nigga, get out the game.
Shut up, man. This guy was awful. You're still going hell.
Too late, nigga.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
2016 was a shit time for everyone.
Bum, huh?
It was a terrible time for everyone.
Why does everyone fucking gas up 2016 summer?
It was a terrible time.
I can't remember 2016 summer. I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
The only thing I remember about that summer
actually, I went to Spain for a bit, but that's about it.
Okay. I remember that was when Frank Ocean dropped Blonde. That was when Drake had beef with
Meek.
I think it was.
No, 2015.
I think it
no, no, you're right. Yeah, what even happened that summer that everyone loves it so much?
I think it was the last time I went wireless, and then I must have tried chatting to one girl, and she's like, "I'm 18." And I was like, "What?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Nah." I was like 21, 22 at the time. I was like, "This ain't a place for me,
yeah,
man." Like, and you see, like, bare like 15-year-olds there, like wireless. Yeah. And I was like, "Yo, it's time to call it a day, man."
2016, I was at my brokest and I got the most girls I ever got in my life. I don't know where I was.
How many girls have you had?
I beg your pardon?
You might as well say.
Yeah, might as well say.
What?
Okay, how many girls did you have in 2016?
I don't know, because it was...
Aaron, are you overclocked? You look at Chino's head, bro.
Yeah.
You're looking mad. You beside your head, bro.
You know,
head. My head.
You know, after this, he's going to be like, please delete that. Please.
Hey, you're lying, man.
But,
nah, not even. It was a few, man. It was a few associates. That was
nah, 2016 was air, bro. What even? Okay, yeah, 2016 was air. Nigga like me was still getting over his ex.
You?
Yeah. I've been getting over my ex for like each year.
I'll give guys like 1 month grace period after that, bro.
What's the 1 month grace period?
After that.
I'm not even the biggest on blast, but I hear that.
Nah, you're going to need me. I'm going to need like 4 months, but I'm still at the same, though. I ain't going to be like in my room, but. The first three months, I'm gonna be having a hell of a time.
After that,
but you know when I'm having too much of a good time, you know I'm a bit.
All I'm gonna say is that it's a good thing. It's a good thing that Shabba dropped Care for Me in 2018 and not when I broke up with my ex. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
That was the year I found Division actually. Morning after. Yeah.
I've never actually listened to them, man, there, you know.
Nah, Morning After was
you jumped
crazy.
On late, but anyway.
Well, After was crazy, man.
But you jumped on late.
I did.
Yeah, but literally
are
after
you that nigga who listens to Boston rappers than I told you.
I got a wide palate.
The man that listened to Marky Monk and the Funky Bunk.
I got the key in.
When I was listening back here, I rewinded it about 7-8 times. I was crying in my bed.
Wait, did you see that?
That's what I said.
I got the key in.
It was his accent. It was like, I got the key in.
He said Boston rappers, my head was spun.
Shit. The way you sounded,
even,
yeah.
Even niggas listening to like Detroit rappers and that, yeah.
That's my bag.
Like, I never knew they even existed. Like, past, like Eminem and them, man.
Eminem and fucking
Royce 5'9 and them, man.
And right. Big Sean.
I never know Detroit had fair enough.
Detroit beat tax is crazy.
There's a few now, innit? What's it called? You got T Grizzly, you got
42 Dog, got V's, Iceberg Vezo.
Yo, Babyface Ray, is actually V, but he's good as well.
Is V's that nigga that said, I seen this shit coming. Like, yeah.
What did he say? Is that my mom's calling me, telling me to clock in the work. I tried to tell her she touched you blocking my blessings. I said yes, my boy. Trying to block my blessings. Yes, bro.
Fair enough. What episode is this? 16?
I don't even know.
Was it even recorded?
Yeah. Time.
17.
It's been a long time since we recorded. It feels like a long time.
It's funny.
Obviously. When Alpha gave me that message last week, he just messaged me. He was like, bro. And I was like, bro. You know when what kind of message you're going to receive in like the first second? He was like, bro. And I was like, bro. I already started getting messages, but shout out to Alpha, you know, felt sick. Said he might have the virus, but
what virus is this?
What virus?
The airborne virus?
Or
man, you got a vaccine? Bro, you're taking the wrong time, bro.
You think it's worried about the wrong virus?
Nigga said he's going to get checked up. What, at the clinic? Big bro, what are you doing there?
Man, the clinic asked for AstraZeneca, bro.
Yo, we need to get Miles Morris on here, blood.
No, we absolutely do not.
Since we last recorded...
Since we last recorded,
he's been in London about 20 times.
Bro, he's in London more than me, bro. Yeah. I love it.
Do you know what I mean?
Every time he comes to London, I message him and I say, get out of my city.
Every time he comes, the chlamydia rate goes up for some reason. Like, what's going on, man? This new chlamydia 19. This is the 101
the
one.
The 101 variant.
Every time he comes to the city, I'm like, leave my. You have no reason to be here.
This nigga's shit guy, bro.
Yeah, just spreading diseases.
Looking for motives in Preston. Bro, go home, big bro. Go home.
Pastor Toby wilding.
Now, what was I even going to say? Listen, there's been a lot has happened since we last recorded.
Yeah.
A lot. I was even going to say, it's been like a couple of days since it happened, but the whole thing with, is it Shikari, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Shikari
Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting testing, what's it called? Testing positive for weed, and then the Olympic Committee banned her because she's black.
That was the wildest thing. So
what do you think of that?
The thing they were saying, it was like, these rules are anti-black. And then he was like, well, you think...
That tweet is anti-black.
Yeah, because you think, like, smoking weed is to do with black people. And I was like, I was thinking, yeah, it's just Americans just see the world differently.
They do.
No, do you see the world? Oh, cool. If it's the rules in America, it should be rules worldwide. Do you see America as the world? And they thought, okay, yeah, it's legal here, but it's not illegal. The Olympics is an international competition.
For real.
But I've always said, yeah, people just love having conversations on Twitter that they don't have in real life. Like, if I said Shikari got banned for testing positive, and I was like, she's innocent though, niggas would look at me crazy. Like, positive for what? For weed. Is it banned? Yes. And like,
how's she innocent?
So how's she innocent? And then she's come out saying, like, I mean, I think she made a tweet out saying that she's like, I'm only
the reason she smoked weed because she found out her biological mother died and whatnot. And
she took hope
and whatnot. But obviously,
you got the Olympics around the corner, darling.
You understand, obviously, you're human, but things happen. But obviously, when you're a professional, world-class athlete, you live by rules completely different type of, unfair or not, but you live by those rules. Like, footballer can't take paracetamol, you know what I'm saying?
You have to watch like everything
you take, you eat, you smoke.
And it's like, especially when you want to be the best, like,
exactly,
for instance, like Usain Bolt, like, I can imagine his thing, I can imagine him.
It was so deep with him, they had even people coming to Jamaica to test the yam he was eating, make sure nothing was, everything was an up and up.
But you know what's so mad? It's like the thing where people are just mad uneducated trying to compare it to Michael Phelps. Like, Michael Phelps got dragged. Like, Michael Phelps got banned. He got banned from the World Championships in 2009, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think it was for 30 days as well.
No, he got three months.
They made an example.
He didn't even test positive. They just got a picture of him.
A picture leaked after the Olympics of him smoking a bong. And he didn't test positive, but they still banned to set an example. And people are, it's a black thing. No.
It's also,
we find a lot of people with these things as well. They latch into a character, a person. And they think, oh, that person, they can't do no wrong.
Mm.
And they're casuals in that for specific...
If she never went viral the other day, this wouldn't have been a thing.
Exactly.
If it was just like...
Yeah, people talking to her ancestors following her back and all that.
To be fair, I've only heard of her for a month. I'm not a big athlete.
I literally just knew who she was because I saw Viola Davis tweeted something about, this is my energy, and showed a video of her like running and like doing her thing. She did her thing, she won whatever in it.
I think I was seeing that she won 10.72.
She's fast.
She's fast, but I think even that, I think it was the third fastest... I don't think it qualified because it was like a legal win to me. But the thing that got me, she was talking like she was going to bat it up. And she was like,
the Olympics ain't going to be the same.
You're going to be the Olympics. So...
like, and plus, Shelly Ann's still going to bat it up regardless.
Did you see that nigga saying whoever wins is paper champ? Nigga saying bubble rings.
Bubble rings.
But that's the thing. Like,
bubble medals, you know.
Bubblicious
medals.
Win the real medal, LeBron.
Man are testing your medals.
Yeah. You ain't got it. Stop putting on the persona for these niggas.
You ain't got it. That shit will gaze you.
That's another thing for last episode. I keep rewinding. But I said he dropped out LeBron at one. I was on the floor, man. At one.
I did win. Book is Fugazi anyway, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but, there, whatever.
But even so, yeah, it just comes to the end of the day, like. A lot of, I think Americans were signing, like, trying to do petitions for her, and I was like...
For what? To change the rules of the Olympics?
No, it's just like, it was just getting stupid.
Who's trying to smoke the Zaza, bro?
Literally. But it...
Look, I understand her mum died, like, I get it, but at the end of the day, like, not without trying to be insensitive, innit? Pro athletes suffer loss every day, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But and that's the thing. If you want to be the best of the best, your personal life has to take a little...
Yeah.
Has to take a big back step,
yeah,
bro.
Like, yeah, even so, if, like, something happens and...
You got... No, it's compartmentalized.
I can't even...
Compartmentalize.
It's alright, bro. You're handsome.
Literally, like, for example, like, you heard of people that, like, literally their dad died the day before. They dropped 50.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
His dad died like the day before. The nigga dropped like 600 yards on the Raiders, man.
Like, you gotta do that shit.
Sometimes you have to put
it's, MJ. His dad died. Bro, man with a ring.
Yeah.
Like sometimes.
Obviously, I'm not comparing. Even to like. Put her on that level because they probably would have been Hall of Fame players by the time this thing happened. She's a kid. She's 21.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
right?
Course,
she's
yeah.
young, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh,
she's
young.
Listen,
yeah.
She's young. She made a mistake,
yeah,
innit?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not here to chastise her, innit?
And say...
But at the same time, yeah, when you say she's 21, yeah, bro, American 21 looking like 35.
No, you're right. But my point is this, like, she's young, innit? She's a child, innit?
Yeah.
We do stupid shit now, innit? We're 24, 25, innit? But at the end of the day... Do the crime, do the time.
Yeah, literally.
Like, you know, and people are saying shit like, oh, if you were going to be drug tested tomorrow for work, would you pass? First of all, yes. Second of all, like, if I knew I was going to be drug tested, I wouldn't be stupid enough to smoke Zara a couple of days before.
And I'm not a pro athlete, so there's that. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Bitch, I'm on 18K a year. What do you want from me? Talking about me smoking a little weed, I'm on minimum wage.
Completely different.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody knows me. Yeah, I'm a nobody.
I'm not going to make news for smoking weed.
Yeah. No, it's like yes, Americans live in their own little world.
Yeah.
Like, they believe their world is like America and then the rest of the world is like another planet.
Yeah,
honestly, really, like... Yeah.
Or what, NBA world champions, bitch? Like, only you lot were competing, innit? Mm-hmm. What world?
Let me remember my London Lions, then.
Yeah.
Some of my London Lions.
That picture of the Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons and Ovi.
That's his backcourt right there, bro.
Ben Simmons and Ovi.
You're a crazy backcourt. Ovi getting a ring next year, boy.
You're taking it to the promised land.
Hey, let's go, man.
Jesus Christ, man. The videos of Ben Simmons, when they got... Yeah, well, they lost. And then they were like, what do you think of Ben Simmons? Like, Ben Simmons, get the fuck out of my city. I was thinking, rah. Imagine him being like a player and just like, obviously he's going to see that.
Yeah, of course. He's going
to
see that.
Imagine just watching that.
But you got to know how to like, compare them.
Nah, he's
still trying.
You got to know how to block shit out on it.
You might as well say Portuguese, bro. You might as well.
But I'm saying he flew out of that city that night, boy. He could
so man, quick.
He got mad job his cheeks.
Bro,
man's had a $20 million deal, and he's got mad job his cheeks. Bro, what am I gonna learn to shoot for? I've won already.
That's what I'm saying. The nigga one I said yesterday on Twitter, he didn't give a fuck about a jump shot.
A jump shot?
The fuck?
I got a bad hold, nigga.
Nah, that's it's so true. Crazy. Sometimes, like, you give man too much. He's living life.
Exactly.
Got a baddie next to him. He's going. Either way, he pulls up with 0 points. He's going home to attend.
Like, you think my jam is K? You got 0 points?
Yeah, my jam is probably going to sign. Yay!
You missed that shot, baby.
No, but speaking of that video of the Philadelphia...
You got guys like Carl Middleton. He can shoot, but he's got a bad bitch.
That's like, I was saying, Iman Trumpet was saying, yeah, like, there's niggas in the league dropping 30 points a night and ain't got no hoes. Yeah. It's like, because they ain't the guy in real life.
Exactly,
like,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's got a point still because he was a bum. And he got Tiana Taylor, so fair enough. Now, I was going to say, the video of those Philadelphia fans are jokes because Philadelphia niggas are so like New York niggas. Like,
yeah,
they even sound like them. Like, when I was growing up, I used to be Memphis Bleek was from New York. Not Memphis Bleek, sorry. Beanie Siegel.
He was from New York.
Yeah, yeah, Beanie was from New York. He's from Philly.
Yeah, East Coast. Yeah,
but he sounds like he's from New York. New York niggas and Philly niggas.
Like an hour or something,
isn't it? Yeah.
East Coast.
No, I think it's more than that.
It's more than that, obviously. But
to us, it's like an hour.
Yeah, but Baltimore, New York, Philly, East Coast, isn't it?
I don't think you could drive through New York within that. Over an hour.
Of course not, but you know.
But
America's huge, that's why. Probably why they think they're on planet, bro.
They never leave, they don't need to. But,
yeah, literally.
I wanna go back to Dallas, blood.
Dallas? What's in Dallas?
Texas.
No, I wanna go Houston.
Yeah, them places. All them places.
Texas, in general, got the cheeks.
Bro, yeah, I'm gonna show up at the airport with no trousers on.
whoa.
And nobody's gonna tell, unfortunately, this is the vibes.
We do not condone that, my brother.
That's public indecency.
Yeah. Come on, get him on that list.
end up on the register. We're leaving to be
Come on, big bro.
I'm not allowed 100 yards before the primary school.
That's the funny thing when you got asked, are you allowed to your school?
You know,
when football Twitter niggas get on to me, yeah, I used to go, yo, you know the 100 yards before the primary school? What's your response to that?
Yes. But I realised a long time ago, you know you can get put on the list like for like having sex in public.
Yeah, but I was about to say that.
Yeah, it's a bit peaky, so like if you want to be cheeks in cars, even in cars.
Even in cars, yeah.
Like, so you know, I'm sure my boy was telling me...
Would you put on drink?
Sorry?
Would you, if you ever got, like, you meant cheeks outside?
You want me to incriminate myself? What's this, DJ Vlad? So, Lazarus, how many guys have you shot? The fuck?
What gang are you part of?
Yo. I said, so if they came out today, what would you
me
do?
Cheeks,
what
would you do to me? Cheeks, let me incriminate myself. Me cheeks and outside. Would you cheeks outside?
Yeah.
I have cheeks outside.
What?
I would.
Explain it to me. What happened? Back stroke all... for stroke. Explain it for me.
Okay, let me take stroke. Let me take you through this.
That's a stroke for stroke.
Let me imagine it.
Paint the picture for me.
Let's go.
Jump to the back of the whip.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, back of the whip.
Yeah, you know it gets down.
I'm trying to shag
it. Don't, nigga,
don't say
it.
That.
Explain it to me.
Don't say that. Let me know what happened.
When did you not?
I only shocked you.
You like nasty. Talk about stroking. Hey.
What it tastes like though? Tell me that too.
Bro.
No, but I smashed her quite a few times in whip store.
Nah, go back, bro. What was she? Did she shout beforehand? Like, what was this?
Nah, Gino, you're too horny. You're
shouting.
She shout beforehand. I hope not.
Sometimes after a motive, she went somewhere, she said, yeah, where you?
Motive cheeks.
Do you know that after the motive is thing? That's when you're burst.
Yeah.
And you just get a kebab or something or a Chinese.
But let me not cap. Sometimes it be over seasoned. Like,
you get the sweet and sour kush,
like,
bro.
Like, it's a bit too hot. Like,
so you get nothing.
Damn, this cheeks. That chili pepper.
I think she been dancing all like it's all.
You know when Ace first started shotting, and the guy tasted the coke.
Yeah. This good shit.
Like no bottle. Yeah. Shit, we need this shit in the bottle. All the same shit.
Yeah. Oh, this is better than my man shit.
100?
Yeah.
Steam coming off it and all, bro. That's
talking about
crazy.
Shagging. Would you like
talk
do
about Pay the Fool so much for this podcast? Yeah. I need to rewatch it still. I can't lie.
You know, classic. That's good cinema,
yeah,
man.
It's not good cinema. It's not good cinema.
It's very bad.
It's very bad. It's iconic. It's iconic, but it's not good cinema.
It's got quotables where you could use it in everyday life.
Everyday life.
Like.
What are you saying about shagging?
I was like, talking about shagging, yeah. Would you like do it live on TV or like Love Island?
How much are you getting paid? I'm not even getting paid, bro.
I'm just trying to. You're there for free anyway, bro.
You ain't even there for free, nigga. You paying for hotels, cabs, dinner, all that.
That's you, nigga. The fuck?
So what you said? Where you cheeks him?
What?
Where you cheeks him?
Cheeks in your yard.
I don't even get women to begin with, to be honest.
Well, 2016, you got more women than you ever had before, so what's true?
What's wrong with you, bro? Are you a supercomputer? What's wrong
nigga,
with you?
Nigga, you said it 10 minutes ago.
Whatever, bro. Whatever.
But I'm saying, like, imagine...
Yeah, bro, I'm doing it. If, like, you know, if it got to that, yeah, I'm smashing.
Imagine,
bro,
like, you cheeks in on, like, Love Island and the ITV director's coming, like, cut.
Come on. Well, you're stroking right.
I'm saying, wait, hold on.
He's like, he grabbing your meat, he's like, no, you do it like this.
They're giving you direction.
Come on, big bro.
Like, bro, turn the covers. The light is off.
Get the ring lighting. Let's bring the ring lighting.
Nah, niggas seeing your whole Shaq tape like on live.
What if we tell you, yo, stop, stop, you got what we need?
Yeah. That's enough. That's enough.
You finished me off?
Took me off.
Nigga, I come this far.
Yeah. And I come again.
I come this far just to come this far.
I'm done. Nah. But yeah, nah. But I don't think I could do it.
You're not doing that.
I hope my mother sees that, man.
I think with these shows as well. I think you kind of forget you're on TV. So if you're like, chatting with a babe, or threats to Love Island, seeing a chick you're a chick you're coupled up with, and just getting well.
Yeah, Loki, you don't even like it since I'd be forgetting we're even recording the podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't watched Love Island for like years, but I've only watched it for like 2-3 years. But I think there was one time here where one guy said, fuck it. And he just like, you know when they usually do the covers?
Yeah.
He's like backed off the covers. But that's when they can't show it because there's too much.
He's
just like, and apparently he was just like going at it. I was thinking,
because people like Jordy Shaw and that, bro.
I'm thinking I need the behind the scenes. I need to see I need to see his techniques. I need to see his strokes.
It's teach tape, film game.
Yo, Jumbo was like this when LeBron was in the post.
I need to watch the film.
Oh, that works hard, big bro.
So when she does that, you do that.
Step, spin.
Okay. You know, like the stroke technique. If you go in a circular motion, what are you really doing, big bro?
Are you dagger in circular motion? You whining in it?
Bro, we're like,
you know what I'm saying? Let me know, bro. Teach me the game, ghost.
I'm struggling out here.
That's so funny, man.
My meat game on 6, and you on a 10 out of 10. Of course, I'm gonna take notes.
Bring me in, man.
But nah,
yeah, I'll do that, Matt Hancock, bro. But people sleeping as well, their thing, like.
Huh?
Were people sleeping?
I think
you know everyone sleeps together.
Yeah, I think everyone looked up and was like, these niggas really shagging.
Like, you gotta mind your business. Come on, bro.
But you know when you can smell box in the air.
Yeah. have you been like smashing like when someone like other people in the room? Have you not smashed other people in the room?
Wait, what?
Have you not smashed other people in the room?
Hey, 6 niggas in one room for real.
I haven't personally smashed while other people have been in the room, but I've been in the room while niggas are smashing next to me.
Okay.
Like, I'm just like,
there's certain niggas who were in a bed with another. Never mind, did it? But you know, innit? Never mind, did it? Not me, but Ludo knows, did it? But never mind, did it? Off mic, innit?
I'll tell you one story. Yeah,
I get performance anxiety, bro.
Yeah, would you turn around?
I'm a star. I'm built for this moment.
Nah.
I'm on the show.
I'm for gays. Put me in a bubble. I'm for gays.
Imagine, yeah.
Would you not ask for a
Sorry?
What?
Right, let me get to my story. Bro. So imagine, yeah.
You haven't? It was other people in the room?
Nah.
You bored.
Wait. So what? So you were like that.
No.
So you were in like Napoli's places?
No. So yeah, I was in a place. I'm not gonna expose the place because
exactly the same. Right?
Yeah. So cabin, I was here with my guys, and then we must have had a malfunction with the hotel room.
Yeah.
Because we got there and there was one bed, and we're like, "There's 3 man." They told us there'll be 3 beds.
Yeah.
And they said it sleeps free.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Whoa!"
But then this is wild.
So then we're like, lucky enough, the sofa turned into a bed.
Yeah.
So but that's only 2 beds.
Yeah.
Either way, now
someone's got to share.
Like me and my boy sleeping like head to toe. Yeah. And this nigga not. You're not having chewing gum on the
podcast. Every time, bro.
Why are you grazing on the mic, bro?
That's not even healthy. Swallowing chewing gum, bro.
This is literally the most 8 pod ever.
I don't like this guy, but carry on.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
But no, alright, cool. So back to the. So there's 2 beds, 3 niggas, and we're sleeping head to toe. Now, I'm like, obviously my guys brought a ting back, and but we've let him smash before, so we've just gone for a walk, just like round the city, whatever. So come back, them are done. So I'm like, alright, let me go to bed. And I'm waking up now at like 4 a.m. This nigga going crazy in doggy. And I'm like half tired. I'm looking over. And
you see eyes.
And I thought I went back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And this nigga woke me up in the morning. And he was like, you was moving mad weird last night.
Me?
I was like, me? Moving weird. And then he was like, bro, like, I was in doggy and you kept on staring at me for like 2 minutes. I said, swear it was like for 2 minutes. Cause I thought it was like 5 seconds. I just looked at him, he was like, nah, like you wouldn't close your eyes. And I was like, bro, man, we're trying to deep the technique, the formula, like
he wasn't doing it right.
Baby girl was screaming like I ain't heard something before, innit? And but nah. It happens. It happens on
why would your virgin do that? Like, is that not like if you're asleep?
I would do it.
What, you're asleep? You just
I'll try to get.
You know, you're asleep and you're just in the bed moving. Like,
it was
the bed starts moving. Like,
bro, what's going on?
The bed starts moving. You're not awake yet. You start. You can smell sweat.
Who's that? Who's that? Cheeks in it.
Yeah. Usually, then you wake up like, oh shit.
Yeah,
but you can't say anything. You just like, you got to pretend to sleep through it.
A nigga like me, I'm waking up. Yo, we did.
What? Why?
What the fuck are you wine, nigga? For? Yeah, nigga, I'm cop blocking, nigga.
You cop blocking?
Nigga, respect my sleep.
Yo, I'm about to start coaching, man. Massage your man's shoulders. Like, yeah, bro, you going in.
Cheeks Chino, fam.
Get a towel. So
you're getting the oil like them porn directors, like splashing.
I'm going to go.
This was not on the itinerary for these episodes.
You know that ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding. Round four, I call bus. I call now. Put in a doggy. Mission was going well. But put in a doggy. Let's go from there.
Stick it to the plan.
Jack him up. Yeah.
What are you doing?
What?
Why are you gyrating? This is a mad thing. I'm going to leave. This is a madness.
I love when Atlas tries to act like he's a normal nigga, bro.
I'm a normal
nigga,
bro.
A terrible guy.
What are you talking about?
There's a reason you fit in here, bro.
Relax, I got a brand to uphold.
This session a bit too horny.
Yeah, it's
me.
A bit too horny.
You're like Matt Hancock,
I might not.
You're going to be like Matt Hancock, fam.
Oh, yeah. Yo, segue.
Mr. Track and Cheeks.
Bro, mad thing over there, bro. Mad thing.
I can't lie, though. He's a real nigga, though.
No, he's a real nigga. Low keys.
Matt Hancock. Because not only, obviously, he's got his thing, he got a job, so he got a pattern, a job in the government.
Yeah.
Got a little situation. And he's fucking
on.
At work as well.
Yeah, he putting the seat on.
Nigga having his cake and eating it. You love to see that, bro.
Niggas can't cheat and beast on one, that's bonkers.
That's crazy.
Apparently, he knew the cameras were there.
Yeah.
That's a real nigga to
me. Why'd he blow himself up?
Huh?
Why'd he blow himself up?
Sometimes
you got to blow yourself up to end the relationship.
Yeah.
No, bro, what he said, you know when you're riding too high sometimes, you're like, I got to test it.
You think?
No, not even that. Just like, because you try any relationship, you're like, oh, we can talk about this, we can get through this, we can go counselling, whatever.
You can go counselling. So like, therapy. Like,
so like, what can I do to end this relationship?
Yeah, but
sabotage.
He fucked up though. Like, he probably didn't.
No,
he
but it cost him his job. Was it really worth it? Did he want to break it over that badly?
He didn't want the job as well, bro.
You never know.
Yeah, that job might be
worth it.
Boris thought be the Prime Minister would be calm. What is COVID? You think he wants this, bro?
So, Boris thought would be easy.
Yeah, then COVID came and like, oh, shit, this ain't easy at all. And Matt Hancock thought the shit, nah, bro.
And Donald Trump, and then he tried to draw him into World War III. You think, bruh, I thought this Prime Minister thing is going to be a breeze.
It was easy for David Cameron.
Yeah.
He thought it would be like that.
What was that nigga, Tony Blair, just setting off illegal wars? He thought it would be like that.
Yeah.
He ain't had no time to do nothing. Got no red button on him. Where's the weapons? Where's the guns? But work life confuses me, yeah? Because sometimes, yeah, like in like real life, like our lives, yeah, like, you see stuff going on in like office, like, and you think like, all right, so there's like a 25-year-old like shagging a 6-year-old. And I think, what the fuck do you have in common with my man? Like,
ambition, nigga, what the fuck? I'm trying to get up this ladder. What are you talking about?
What, the girl?
Yeah. I'm trying to get up the ladder, bro.
You selling your pussy?
Who, her?
Would you sell your pussy to get up?
If I was a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Would you?
Yeah.
That's a crazy question.
Wait, define selling pussy.
I mean, like,
promotion on the line. Yeah.
Giving cheeks out.
Well, I'm not going to hold your cheeks. That would be selfish for me.
Otherwise what? No, but otherwise what? She's giving it to niggas like me. I got nothing to give you.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Give it to Chino or give it to James Robinson.
Come on, man.
I'm saying, Matt Hancock getting pussy, more pussy than me. That's a bit crazy.
That's calm.
Matt Hancock and Boris Johnson are getting it more in than me.
Facts, though. Mad thing.
I might have no sauce.
Word. I think, yeah.
I ain't got no
You know what's mad as well, yeah? Fucking the chick Matt Hancock was you cheated with. She was mad happy as well. Like
she got like a millionaire boyfriend, husband.
Yeah, but she even posted like on her what's that thing called Pinterest? Like, oh yeah, I'm finally happy. I'm finally free.
I said I'm finally free.
Free of what?
Of a relationship with a man.
Oh, you can't just leave, bro. Because apparently them two are together now.
Yeah,
Matt Hancock. Because
they're both in marriages, isn't it? In separate marriages.
Oh yeah, he's got the juice now.
Yeah, he got the juice.
And she's he's punching. Now, I'm not saying that she's the best, but it's a...
Oh, what? They're actually together, him and her?
Yeah, but they're actually together.
No, I can't lie to you. You can't trust a woman that if you stole her from another man.
Women are not good people, period.
But honest. He's probably just wanted a little fling. He's a cheater already.
His entire life for a fling.
Mm-hmm. He probably wanted that, man. What's entire life, though?
He probably. What do you mean, G? His job, his marriage,
he's gonna get another job.
He's white.
Who cares, bro? He's
white.
Who cares?
He's gonna get another job. It's not even a thing. He's gonna get another one.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not even.
Even then, bro, he's got money on the side. All these contracts, you think he didn't put money in the contracts as well, bro? He was eating as well. All these PCP contracts, bro.
Peas, bro.
PCP.
Whatever it's called, PCN.
What was her name? Gina something.
Yo, Dab, leave it alone, yo, Dab.
What's it called?
Nigga, PCP, something else.
Sorry, that's the drug, yeah, I know.
I thought that was the finance deals.
Yeah, it is.
Huh? Anyway.
What are we talking about?
Never mind, apes and tape. Yeah, anyway.
But, nah, but yeah, that's nuts. What else was... I was meant to say, yeah, ask you a question. See, if you had, like, a girl, yeah, and Love Island hit you up, then you're, like, coming through. Would you leave your missus?
Wait, what?
So if you had a girlfriend...
If you had a girlfriend and Love Island said, yo, come true. I don't think I could do Love Island.
Nah, it's not enough.
I don't think I could do Love Island.
No.
The thing is with me, I don't think I could do it in general. Like, I swear
If I was single, yeah, but I'm not doing
it. Even
if
I was single, I don't know if I could do Love Island.
I'm trying to get
I don't know if I could do it, because I don't know. I don't know if I'm made for that. Like,
that's the thing. Like, even with me, like, I swear to you, I barely like kissing in public.
Yeah, there's that, and also it's like
I hear that.
It's the whole, you know, when you slightly got to fight, and like, I'm just kind of like, I'll not fight, but like you got to work in it.
You got to graft.
Yeah. Like for me, it's like
I'll be that.
Yeah, right, you know, I'll probably go to Love Island and just be mass screwing all the time, bro.
Yeah, I'll be that nigga trying to probably make it like pause, like a bromance.
And then if I start
like,
dating,
it's easy to connect with niggas.
If I start dating Mackin, the TR gonna drag me.
Yeah.
But you get dragged anyway.
It's not good for you, babe.
You know what? I just get dragged anyway.
I'm gonna punch you in the mouth.
But. What do you think of the milk on Love Island, Alice?
The milk?
Yeah.
I told you outside I ain't been watching G. They sent on the nicest Johns anyway. One of the two nicest Johns, I should say. You ain't fucking with the milk? Nah, not me.
What about you, bro? Gina?
What's that new one that came in? Was it Lucinda or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she good milk still.
Good milk?
Yeah, she good milk still.
We got one. It's been a long time.
How about the chocolate, Alice? What do you think of the chocolate?
Why are you calling black woman chocolate?
Yeah, why are you...
Because I love to eat black woman.
Okay.
So you're a cannibal?
Yes, I am.
Fair enough, man.
Sounds
fair
like
enough.
A fetish, right? Bro,
enough, yeah, it is a fetish. Enough, I'm fetish.
Say the word, fetish says.
What's wrong with you?
I can't fetish a black woman, I'm not white.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I want him to just speak the language, bro.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to expand his vocabulary.
Look at this guy, fam.
Anyway, the quality of women ain't very high, innit?
Like,
Shannon and Kaz, and then who's the other one that comes through? Rachel?
Yeah.
The angle, one of the photos looked a bit booky.
The photographer shaking all of them.
Yeah.
Because they always look better without the photos. The photos are doing horrible their own photos, they look good, but when the...
That's life, though. Men always look better in real life than photos, but in photos, we don't even look that bad.
Speak for you, not me.
What?
I look great in photos.
Damn, sorry, model.
It's true, nigga be posting a selfie every day to get niggas.
So you got your angles
right. So niggas will tell them, oh, you look like Nas.
Yeah, you probably...
I look like me. I'm sexy, bro.
You probably one of them bad bitches with a ring light in your room. Aren't you?
Do you have a ring light? No, I ain't got a ring light.
I might get a ring light still.
For what?
Yeah, you don't get one. I might get one, bro.
For what? Why not?
What, to take selfies?
Take pictures, bro. What's up? What's wrong with you?
Well, yeah, but he used to be able to take a picture with his chest, remember? Blitter days.
That pissing chest.
It's so funny because I came to your rescue. This is how man are doing me, blood.
I'm slimy, nigga. I'm shiesty.
When I got sent to Blitter for a few weeks on the wing. And
Blitter was actually the girl.
The wing, bro.
What's that place in Attack on Titan where they said they want to become Titans?
Paradise.
That's
Blitter. I was on the wing, and then I just get one update from Gino. I'm like, is this nigga like half naked with his chest out selfie on Blitter?
What were you playing at?
I don't even remember that, actually.
Do you want to bring it up? I have it my favourites.
That's alright, we dropping that. Alright,
that's so funny. I don't remember when this episode drops, drop that phone because I need to see it again.
Oh, you gotta remember it.
That's so funny because I'm sure. During them times, I had like a...
No, but the thing is, Blitter, yeah, after like 12, it'll get so horny, bro.
Blitter after dark.
Semen and just cum everywhere, bro. Guys, we got horny. Women, I'm like, rah.
Pure horny, bro.
And then Pat went crazy.
Yeah, he went crazy with power, man.
Had to shut it down.
If flew too close to the sun.
Bro, Icarus for real.
The woman talking about squirting, coming, guys talking about like, nut, bro. It was.
Same time, that's Twitter right now. Twitter's a bit of a mess. Yeah,
I can't lie, being horny and, like, out in the open is kind of mad, you know?
Yeah,
right. As I was saying to you lot, for the past 2 weeks, I don't know what's been in the air, in the rain.
Yeah.
I've been moving horny. Like, I'd just be in my room, just...
On
me.
Bricked up, bro.
It got to one point...
my libido's going crazy, bro.
Literally, there was one point, I was about to call into work and say I'm sick. I was that horny.
Man, it's a horny man, it's like sick.
A disease. Bro, I'm just saying bricked up.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't do this.
Sick to work.
You know when you try to sleep, but you can't sleep because you're too bricked? Like, it's like, bro.
I was just like...
You saw bricked, it hurts.
Bro, I was tossing and turning like
tossing and turning.
Nigga
was tossing and turning for real.
I was like, I can't go to work like this. Like,
half has been disgusting. This episode.
There was another.
I can't get
none. No content. Yo, that tweet you tweeted was the funniest tweet ever. It was like receiving news 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. You're looking at it like, what is this?
Wait. More than that's hilarious is that Alpha's like trying to get some PG content, like
some PG content.
This ain't
talking about squirting. It's the wrong podcast. Right, we're 17 episodes deep. Yeah, no, you were in.
You know what? I signed up for. I've only got about 5 seconds I can use.
What? You never asked a woman that you'd be squirting. You never asked her before.
This is the part where I'm motivated.
That's so funny. Never asked her before. You're crazy.
I think just past 2 weeks, my libido be going crazy. I've been horny as well, bro.
I think there's something in the air. I think the government is Matt Hancock. The 5G fucking us up, bro.
It's every time Miles Morales comes to the city, bro. He needs to know.
Hey, you might be spitting, bro. But I was close to him as well, bro, when I was in Bristol.
Too horny, bro. You contracted the horny, dog.
2 meters of him.
Bro, I think I caught the horny, bro. I caught it, bro.
Social distancing for real, bro.
Yeah, I got a social distance, bro.
Miles Morales just handing out the horny. Pause. Bare niggas infected.
Bro,
where's the bitches? why aren't the bitches infected?
They've been horny as well, bro. They've been horny as well.
Oh, bro, fuck.
I'm sorry, we're so sorry, Alpha.
He's not happy. He's upset, bro. This nigga's too horny.
What do you think? Listen, I've got 4 great photos of you. I've got the clips.
Yeah.
You know, Alpha, you take photos of us every week, but I ain't never seen none of these photos, you know.
Bro, it's on the thing.
On the what?
Like, I was sending it to you lot, and then
when?
You lot...
Do you save them?
Yeah, I've got all on the file.
Send it to me on WhatsApp or something. I ain't got none of these photos.
I got about, it got to the point where I got
You started deleting them, didn't you?
No, I haven't deleted them.
So send them to me.
I sent one in the group, and everyone's the file, and then everyone's ignored it. I was like, niggas ain't really fuck with it. So I just...
Did you send that as a file or did you send a picture?
Pictures. And everyone just ignored it.
If I ignored it, I apologise, innit? But send me these photos and your content.
There's like 4 every...
You been horny? Yeah.
Not very.
What?
You ain't horny enough for me, bro.
You ain't been horny this month?
We're 6 days into the month, G.
Okay, the past 2 weeks, you been horny?
I went to Bruce Banner. I'm always horny, bro. But no, it hasn't been like a spike in my readings.
It's been a spike for me.
It's over 9,000.
It's really been a spike in my readings, isn't it? I'm just exercising too much to even feel it. Do you know what I mean?
Nigga walking around with the brick all the time, bro.
Bro, I'm telling
it's
you,
crazy.
I'm walking around with a machine uncocked.
Uncocked all the time, bro.
I must have been in a meeting.
Went to crept uncocked like a wanker for real.
Yo, safety off and all, bro.
I must have been in a meeting, not like
a meeting.
Like a meeting.
M-E-E.
You eating meat?
Let's just say it's a meeting with my boss, Pause, sit down. Little sit down with my boss. And then,
it's
like
a pool scene.
To be fair, there was a couch.
Black couch.
It was like one of them
fuck
annual
you're fired.
It was like them annual...
You know pool scene? Like, fuck me, you're fired.
Okay, bro. Now you got a stroke for your job.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was like one of them annual reviews. And then,
exactly. Fuck me, you're fired. You got fired every year, bro.
And then
this guy's
annual review.
You know what I'm here for? It's that time of the year.
What you mean saying?
Let him finish the story.
Let me finish, bro.
Who's it? Let me not. Sorry.
Nah, you're already, bro.
And it was an annual review, and Like, you know, like in conversation, like your mind wanders. Well, my mind wanders that ADHD be bussing. And then, like, I just had like a sex flashback of like one girl randomly. And then it sent me off. I was mad on rock. And then I was like, oh no, like, haven't listened to a word this nigga said to me.
And now you're brick. And now your cocks are.
And then I was like, pause. Shit, I was like, I'm pause hoping, I was like, hoping this conversation goes on for like another 2-3 minutes. Cause if I have to get up right now, I'm knocking everything over.
Poke someone's eye
out. I might poke him. Pause, pause, pause. But yeah, nah.
I'm crazy, man.
All right, cool. Let's turn it down a bit. What you lot think about the Euros? Going from this to the Euros is nasty.
By the time we drop this, we'll know who's playing in the finals, isn't it?
You know what's crazy? The last time we podded was talking about the start of the Euros. Now we're going to come to the end. It comes like mad quick.
How'd your sweepstakes go?
I had Belgium.
Oh, so you lost.
So I was rooting for them. I had Belgium and... I even forgot some dead team that got knocked out. In my work one, I had Hungary.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, there was a point where there was like, they could have went through. I was like, these niggas could do it. But the first game, mental. I'm watching it and I'm seeing my man's Eriksen on the floor.
Yeah.
No word of a lie, like, I had to hold back tears. Like, it was like, just seeing it. And then, like, BBC was super nasty with it. Like,
they showed the whole thing. I was at home, but
the thing is, I never saw it. I was at work. I literally put my phone down, was doing something, come back to my phone like half an hour after it happened. So now I'm playing catch up. I'm trying to scroll back and see what happened. But it was crazy.
It was not like the thing is, yeah, as well. It was just the fact when you know when they come and like try bring man back to life and like you see him pressing. Yeah. And his legs are just like flopping like lifeless.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, ah, oh, it's gone on for like 2 minutes. It was like kind of TV, like I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
But it was on, and I was like, ah, oh, like.
You know, when you're so horrified, your eyes are glued to the screen.
It got to the point where I was like, nah, I ain't even watch this. And then obviously, about like half an hour later, they said he's all right.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, that it's just.
How long was the game delayed for?
It must have been like an hour. Yeah. Because they just went to obviously like a break. And then. Like an hour or two later, they said they're carrying on at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
I would have been like,
it must be real trippy because I was like, I don't know where I was.
Obviously,
I was
watching the game. They lost. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be able to play a game.
Tell
a man to play 45 minutes of
rattled, isn't it?
Of Power League after my man just like, nah, I'd just be like, I'm going home. But apparently, Eriksen told him to keep on playing for me. I'd say the same thing.
Yeah,
like, a man been training for all this just to like. But then again, they lost so.
Should have just forfeited the game.
With some great
hindsight's a beautiful thing.
But now they've gone this far. They've got England on Wednesday or tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'm rooting for Denmark, man.
I'm rooting for Denmark.
Like just because of Eriksen, it's like for me, it's different. It's obviously football's football, but like obviously, I think it's a bit different. Like you being a Tottenham fan, innit? You probably have like an emotional attachment.
Yeah.
To me, it's more of like a moral thing where you don't want to see that happen to someone, and it's sad and unfortunate that's happened.
Because obviously, then,
if that happened to like. Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say, well, someone like, I don't know, who's someone that's like equivalent Liverpool? I don't know.
You got to remember.
Henderson.
Eriksen's.
Henderson's a fucking captain, man. Eriksen's a Hall of Famer.
Wait, like, I know, like, Eriksen's literally a Tottenham legend, even though we don't have, like, we don't have legends. Like, we don't.
Okay, Xabi Alonso, let's say.
If
that happens to Xabi Alonso, I'd be on the floor, in a pool of tears, isn't it? Like praying for him.
Eriksen's probably one of our, best playmakers we've had in 10, 15 years.
If that happened to like an Alonso or to like a Luis Garcia or something.
Even Garcia, but that's my dog still.
Like, bro, I'd be on the floor in a pool of tears. God forbid it happened to Stevie. I'd open my chest
take my heart. I don't remember using it, bro.
I'd say, yo, take my heart. I don't need it.
Yeah, my heart's black.
Have that, Stevie.
I don't need to see Jermaine Defoe down ever.
If it happens to Jermaine Defoe, I'd be upset. I'd be crying. I can't lie, I'd probably be crying.
He my guy. I don't even know him. He my guy. But
Jermaine Defoe is one of those strikers. He never played for my club or nothing.
But we respect his game. He's from like Newham as well.
He's from
Newham,
isn't it?
Finishes our us still.
He's at Rangers right now, so
just won a title with my boy Stevie. Obviously, Stevie.
Undefeated, isn't it?
Certain man are in the job center. You know, better midfielder, better manager.
Apparently,
Frank Lampard.
Better fighter.
You're dead. No one was in the playground saying, "What's this?" Like Frank Lampard.
No one wanted to be Frank Lampard. When we were kids, 10, 15 years ago, no one was beating it off from 60 yards saying Lampard. No one was doing that.
Saying Gerrard.
Do you know what I mean? You were either licking it off saying Gerrard, or you were shooting it saying Kobe.
Yeah,
you weren't. Niggas weren't saying Lampard.
You know what,
grown niggas,
you know
anyway.
What Lampard agenda really annoys me? That nigga was a striker.
Bro,
big facts.
That niggas, he started this false nine role. Bro, like, talking about his box to box. Box to box where?
Fat but, Frank, you know?
But no, with me as well, the England game, like, I want England to win it, mainly because of Sterling. Like, I love Sterling. I'm watching him play. Even though he's had a shit season, I still...
Hey, refrain success, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like it's
but, especially against the Babylon.
Yeah, but the way they done him dirty,
he wanted to fail.
The way they done him dirty, well, not done him dirty. There was, I think, the Sky Sports thing was like something about
Harry Kane.
How Harry Kane's really changed this sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thinking, bruh,
like Sterling getting balling guard since the first game of the.
But that's yeah, it's
top goal scorer and everything, bro.
Yeah,
just a reminder that
me personally, like even like obviously Henderson was struggling for fitness and stuff, so he wasn't starting. So, well on.
This nigga looking at cheeks again. I'm not saying who. Someone's looking at cheeks
again. Looking at cheeks.
Bro, this nigga. Do what it is.
You
this
niggas is horny for real, man. Just,
when Chino goes quiet on the pod for 10 minutes, he's legit looking at cheeks.
We're going to eat some pussy, bit, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to eat some pussy, bit, bro. This is ridiculous, bro. Man just not said anything. He's been quiet, bro.
I'm thinking I ain't heard Chino.
You didn't say nothing for like 10 minutes.
I was quiet. No, pod, no, you degenerate.
I was like, Chino ain't said nothing in a second. I see cheeks is.
Why you was looking at cheeks?
I wasn't looking at anything. So there's
this nigga moving like a scooter. Like, you know when you like get caught in school? Like, nah, I didn't have my phone out.
When you get caught on ICT looking at like Google images, like sexy woman. You know, like year six.
Kerry Hilson boobs.
Yo, fair dumb.
What's the name? What was her name? Dwight Hughes, baby mom. What's her name again?
Oh, Katie Price.
Yeah, Katie Price. Look, yeah, looking at her.
That
bro.
Was you?
Yeah, I was looking at her. She was, what, like, milk, what, she was on top street, bro.
What, milk back in the day?
Was top milk?
Luna was a milkman back in the day. Yeah. I think it's
what
like,
you
like, milkman?
For real?
Luna was a milkman.
When did you start fucking with milk?
2012.
Oh, crazy.
You have, yeah, I got, yeah, when, that's nearly 10 years in.
Yeah.
That's a veteran. I might be like...
Yeah, well, technically, well, I mean, he still eats swine, innit, so...
Mm. How far are you in, Atlas? Of your non-milk...
He's still in it.
Non-milk.
He ain't left.
Nah, I'm like 4 years clean, bro.
Who?
Yeah.
I'm like 4 years clean.
Cap on this app, bro.
You don't stop calling.
Wait, so now you're talking.
Yeah.
So what?
Okay, how many years clean of milk you are?
Do you know what? Nah, I'm good at six years.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, you were in Germany for like God knows how long. Don't lie to us.
I never did though. I was very. I had a girl as well in Germany. Yeah, okay. I was cool.
Niggas don't cheat no more. They don't.
Fuck. We'll lose the recipes.
Let
these niggas know I'm a good man. Yeah, yes.
I don't want that on the pod.
What?
What are you going to be talking about? Loyalty?
Word.
I don't want to hear that.
Corny ass nigga.
Hey, listen, loyalty. Nigga, Zion in his second year, he wants to leave the Pelicans.
We ran from the grind, for real.
I never forgot, like, I was chatting to like one guy at work. This is time ago. And I was talking about, like, this one shorty I was seeing or texting. And he was like, what? Like, what is this? Just this one? And I was like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'm just going to try the whole, just that one woman thing. Mm-hmm. The way he looked at me, like, disgust. I was like, and I felt it. I was like, damn, like, really disappointed the niggas.
Yeah. That's your villain origin story, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, niggas really, really hate you, like, when you're, like, giving it all to one woman.
Have you ever, like, bro, anytime you talk to older men and they look at you, you're with one girl, they look at you like, what are you rushing for? Every time! Yeah. Bro, do you know how many, I've had married guys, yeah, I'm at work, yeah, basically, I'm at work, innit? A couple of years ago, I come on break, I'm outside chilling. Two married men are drinking, yeah. I get to talking with them. And I tell them, oh yeah, I've got a girl I live with her at the moment. And the guy's like, what? He looks at me and goes, what are you rushing for?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of life to live. You got a lot to do.
I can't lie. I've turned into that guy at work. I could be doing the whole relationship thing, like whatever, yeah. But as soon as I find someone else in a relationship, I'll be like, nah, it's not it.
Save yourself.
I got hit with a 360 deal. Don't do it. Like,
no, but it's true. Relationship is a 360 deal.
Just give it off the top.
Relationship is a 360 deal.
No, that's because you guys don't know how to negotiate.
Bro, it's 80-20 every time.
No, relationship is a 360 deal, bro.
What do you get out of it? What does the man get out of it?
Would you relationship, you're paying for everything.
Get a little pussy, but I was getting that ready.
You know what I'm saying?
It's 80, I was getting that ready, bro. When I was an independent
artist. So it's just financial. Is that what the issue is?
No, but it's just energy, bro. Women are draining, you know.
Atlas is sitting on his high horse right now.
It's not even a high horse thing. You niggas just...
Sound like you. You in a relationship? You don't feel like a 360 deal.
I don't feel as if I am.
Bro, it's a relationship. Like 80-20 every time.
And women ain't even good therapists these days. No. I'm not.
We lose the recipes for real.
Yeah, like she ain't even give me advice. I can't even like offload my problems.
You don't need
on
therapy.
Her.
I told Chino already. Don't just listen to Saba. You don't need therapy, bro. Let me put you on.
It's the 4-0, no cap.
Bro, niggas talking about therapy. Ain't no better therapy than Care For Me.
No cap though. Whatchamacallit though, man. Yeah, it's about what I think.
Relationships aren't that bad, innit? You guys just aren't negotiating the terms.
Yeah, you just got to negotiate better.
Like, you're saying,
I guess.
You might have
signed your life away for what was it, Russ? Like, crawling 6 days.
Like, signed it for a Z and a half.
What was it? Like a Z. Like
a two to Q, bro.
Like a Z and like two bags. Like, come on, dog. Like, how can you put your name on the dotted line of that and then complain?
That's why I don't put my name on the dotted line anymore, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't signing that deal.
Fake signature.
I'm enjoying free agency.
My thing is, and the man that most said this about me, even from when we were young, innit, back before when I was in, like, sixth form, is that, like, I am who I am, whether in a relationship or not, innit? Because I am who I am.
I ain't really going to change for a woman. Yeah. I can say I'm going to change, but you know the rules.
There's a difference between, like, compromising, innit, and doing things to make you happy. And changing who you are, innit? Like, I'm not going to change who I am. Like, I am who I am, innit? By the time I'm 25 in November, like, I'm a grown man.
I can't lie. A couple women have changed me.
In the worst ways.
Oh, not for the worst. They've put, like, a different perspective. Like, I understand, like, I can't be doing certain stuff because...
But I'm talking about who fundamentally as a person, though. Have you changed? There's a difference between, like, certain behaviours and, like, making you a better person, quote-unquote, and, like, taking certain things out of your... But in terms of making you a different person fundamentally...
Bro, that's crap, bro. Women can't make you a better person. You want to be a person, better person, you do that for yourself, bro. Mm-hmm.
But even... But hasn't, like, a girl put you onto, like, new experiences or something?
Yeah. Like, little things like that.
But that's not necessarily changing you.
But hasn't it, like...
Like, if she puts me onto, like, a rapper, like...
No, I'm doing like a rapper. Like that.
Or, puts you into, like, I don't know.
You be listening to Dusty Rats with Chicks.
I said she put me onto a rapper.
You be listening to female rappers?
What?
Huh?
No, I honestly didn't hear what you said.
Are you listening to female rappers?
Yeah.
What female rappers? You
Lauryn Hill, Rhapsody.
I'm talking this decade,
Rhapsody.
Yeah, someone not boring.
She's not boring though, innit? You just want to hear pussy and I go listen to Cardi B.
That's what I'm gonna do, bro.
In the park with the cannon. Get the fuck out of here. Listen to Boston niggas. That Boston
niggas. That's cash money.
My thing with like female rappers like today is like they always. I don't mind them like talking about their pussy. I like that. Get me a little warning.
But
you know when they start talking about like chase, like sometimes like UK rapper, like female rapper, they'd be talking about chasing down like ups. And I'm like, bro, women can't even run in the first place.
You're
talking about
chasing.
Listen, after I saw that video of Maya Jama running, I said women can never talk about running.
Like, well, who you chasing? Like really?
Zero athletic ability.
And you think like, I don't believe your raps. So like now I've lost interest. But then sometimes niggas do be lying in their raps too.
Bare niggas be lying, bro.
Nah. A lot of niggas, but.
Niggas be lying in their raps.
More time than more.
But then at the end of the day...
All embellishing.
And it's that, but then also it's like we can't then demonize niggas for actually living their raps.
Yeah. Sometimes...
You can't have it both ways.
Where do you drill then? He's a drill rapper, nigga.
But sometimes...
That we've got back. It's like, okay,
what do you expect?
Have you heard anybody hates money?
Like,
have you heard robbery season?
Nah, bro. Like, robbery season.
Like, Nines was...
Shiesty. What do you mean? Shiesty season, nigga.
Like, Nines was shouting out his plug on one tape and like, niggas was talking about he got bagged. Oh, no. Like, he's been rapping about it for like...
He's been telling you. Yeah. He's not a rapper. He's a tripper that raps.
Nigga, I know where his plug is now. He sent me the coordinates.
I plugged in
have
now.
Have you seen that?
Everyone talking about real rap, put a wedding for 3 years. Nigga, I knew it was happening.
Yeah. And then have you seen that Drewski video where he's like... the guy's rapping. He's like, who's got the gun? I got the gun. Who's got the gun? Drewski's the police. And he's like, what did he say? He said, he's got the gun. He was like, we got him.
Yeah. Don't they put like disclaimers and stuff on videos saying, yo, this ain't real?
That doesn't save rappers though. It doesn't save them.
They, I think even in America.
But literally, I know niggas' cases that had their raps put them on court, bro.
But even
that reminds me of when Marwan got in trouble in school and they printed out his tweet.
No way.
Yeah.
He printed that.
I'll tell you the full story. But no. Yeah, he got in trouble in school. And we were in the office. Well, I was in trouble for that, innit? But I heard they were in the office. And legit, he sat down and they had his tweets printed off in front of him. Ask him why.
I must have denied it, brother.
Something like that happened to me, but I'll tell you the story after this.
There was one tweet where they're saying, kept on sending my tweets to my employer. Jokes on you. Oh, no. So he said, you lot keep on sending my homophobic tweets to my employer. Jokes on you. I work for Chick-fil-A. He agrees with me.
That is not funny, but it's funny.
It's
bro.
Not funny, but it is.
It's not funny.
That was your sign I saw on Twitter this morning because someone said, no, I'm not going to say who it was. But if someone said, yeah, you can have 800 million, but you got to give your worst enemy 200 million, would you do it?
Who said no?
I'm not going to say who said it, but like, of course you take it.
Yeah.
But I ain't even got enemies.
Yeah. I ain't got enemies. Like,
bro, your 600 M's up. What do you mean?
My enemy would be low-key like my brother or something. That's like, and he's still like, same time, like my best friend, but he's still my closest enemy.
Even
that's
then,
only been, like, I don't have ops like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I live in a peaceful life. I hope I don't. Anyway,
fam,
I just be walking down the street and someone bows me.
I was a sixth form. I had never been caught in 4K like this. The case was even ridiculous anyway. But I was a sixth form, yeah. And fam, we just had like a basketball game or whatever. We was talking in the changing room, the men's changing room, and our changing rooms are public, and I never knew they were public. I thought that we owned them in it, but they're actually public. And there was like a couple girls outside or whatever.
That's spooky as open.
Fam, there was like a couple girls outside or whatever that we knew I was talking to, yeah. And as a joke, I must have dragged one of the girls inside.
Oh, you got bad.
No, but I didn't even know that it was a public change room. But there's all old men in there, they're cock out and all blood. But anyway, I dragged them inside, we were just talking. I even ignored them, we were talking. Next day at school, yeah. The second girl's embellished it and said that we dragged her in and we beat her up inside. I said, but whatever in it. And then I get called out in the morning. They were asking me, did you drag so-and-so in the... And I was like, nah, I didn't drag her inside because I didn't actually drag her inside. But I said, I didn't. Show me the video. I said, this looks crazy. they called me on
CC's
face and I said, this looks... You know when Supreme Dude was talking to the guy, how they catch you in 4K? Yeah. It was like that. I couldn't believe my eyes.
That's crazy.
I couldn't say anything.
Why was the cameras about changing him? Is that even legal?
It was just outside. Not inside. Just outside the changing room. It looked like I was dragging her in. I said, this looks...
You got...
crazy.
What did it do to you? What did they say?
I was about to get suspended, didn't it? I was about to get excluded, sorry.
Yeah.
And then someone else came in basically at the last minute and said that she was chatting shit.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you got a young girl chatting shit.
Because she was saying that we was beating her up in there.
Crazy.
They asked me who else is in there. Yeah. I said I didn't know. I was turning around.
Good, you got to help.
But with me, there was one time. Yeah.
Yeah. I got bagged for BBM stuff though.
I got bagged.
I got excluded for BBM. Stuff,
I didn't get bagged. I just got
cyberbullying. That's what I got excluded for once.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe that.
I did that
shit.
I didn't deny it. I'm just saying.
Just turn off the internet, man. But there was one time in Nottingham, went out and this guy was drunk. And then he wasn't even drunk, he just moved stupid. And he was like, where's the toilets? And I was like, I don't know, it's like behind there. And as I'm like I'm behind the toilets, and I said behind there. And that's where the girls' toilets was.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. So he's gone in. I'm like, fuck. I'm like poked in to try to get him. And then as soon as ready, about four bouncers, it's like calling me like a creep.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, like, he was like, what was you doing in the girl's toilet?
You should leave.
And I was like, bro. I was trying to get someone, and obviously when I'm drunk, the story's not adding up, I'm panicking. And a guy touched me, and I'm like, get off me. And then guys tried to grab me up again, and I pushed him now, and that was it. Tucked me in, about four guys. And then I'm getting carried out the venue, like...
Why you was getting beat up on that house,
like,
bro?
You know when, like, it was mad, like, these guys were big. And, like, so one guy's got me from behind and two guys have dragged my feet. And so I'm just getting lifted out of the club.
Like a sack of potatoes.
Literally. And I was like, bro, I'm like, mad innocent. I was like, bro, this club's shit anyway.
But, and your butters anyway.
But anyway, coming to the end.
We don't also trip, though. Clubs that have, or, like, venues that have fucking... unisex toilets.
I've been in there once and I was like, it's a bit weird. I don't need this.
I was in Central the other day and I just wanted to go for a piss in it, and they had one there. It was bare weird. Like, I come out, there's just like this bare girl. I was like,
fucking Reese's. They used to do events back when obviously clubs didn't open. This is in like Hackney Wick, Hackney Central. It's on some warehouse.
So east.
Yeah, east. Yeah, and but this the is east. Yeah, and it's fucking. Unisex. So literally, you walk in there like, bruh, my meat's out and there's bad chicks there. Yeah, like, I mean, I haven't watched by the girls and the cooler man, they're like, bruh.
Yeah, nah, it's like you can't even piss in peace. Like, yeah, you know, bro. I mean, well,
like, that's all mad. You can't even take a shit.
Yeah, you take a shit at a club, bro.
Nigga,
no, you can't be shitting at the club.
Belly,
you shitting at the club?
You shit at the club?
I never said that. I said I got alcohol belly.
Are you shitting at the club? Yes or no?
If I get drunk enough, maybe.
Hell no.
You wilding, son.
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
I'm taking cab home straight away, unfortunately.
I'm holding it in.
Hold that, bro.
Okay, if I shit in the cab, now I've got to pay a fine.
Let's end this.
Yeah, let's end this, man.
Oh, shit.
You lot are crazy. If you got to, if you need to shit, shit.
What? When
in the club, though? You scaring the hoes, Ak.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
cool. But yeah, man.
You moving different.
Over and out, you know, hashtag AOT pod. You know, nice, vibes. You know, peace be upon you.
Peace be upon
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Love.